Hey, everybody, I'm back on the road. I am, though. Batavia, Illinois, you were incredible. Those shows at the Comedy Vault, what a club, what a staff, what a crowd. I can't say it enough. I had a hell of a time. Stamford, Connecticut, thank you. That was a hell of a weekend with Greg Stone working on new stuff. Next up, we got July 25th in Montreal, Club Soda, The Late Show. Tickets available at dansoda.com. And then July 31st and August 1st, four shows, Albany, Funny Bone. I'm bringing Sag Daddy to God. So go get tickets. We're doing four shows at the Funny Bone. That's July 31st and August 1st, Albany, Funny Bone. And then August 20th to August 22nd, I'm going to be at the Spokane Comedy Club in Spokane, Washington. Beautiful Spokane, Washington. DanSoder.com for all the dates that I listed. Go get them. Working on the new hour, building it. And it's awesome. I really appreciate you guys coming out. I love doing stand-up. This fucking rules. So thanks for coming out. And thanks for watching the podcast. And I hope you're doing all right. You know, because there's a lot of shit going on. So I hope you're cool. Super casual here.
I like that.
Yeah, dude, we're good. Just super casual.
Look at that. You guys got a lot of nice gear here.
Well, you know what it is you don't have to be owned by these places anymore.
Yeah, it's funny how they figure that out. The XM's like, don't tell them that cameras are only $8,000 for the best ones.
B&H, you're taking us down a peg.
Fuck, they went to PC Richard and Son.
Oh, that son of a bitch and his bastard just cutting us at the knees. There's just a boardroom at SiriusXM with a fucking cork board of who they need to kill. We took out the Wiz. That was easy.
Mullen. Mullen doesn't know how much cameras are, do they? Good.
he's unfamiliar on how to Google a camera.
Good. I was watching him the other night from three tables over. He couldn't figure shit out.
Do you, you're like one of the only people I know. We live in an age now of like Peter Pan, just like all the guys in our 40s now are just giant children. I'm prime example.
Oh, man.
There's wrestling dummies behind you and shit.
These are valuables.
Goddamn right. But this is why I love Nick. This is why I love, and obviously Nick Rochefort, go watch everything he does. Scuff Realtor just did a live one. You're the fucking funniest.
Appreciate that,
bro. You are the man that every one of my friends, this is why I'm bringing this up. You're the guy I know that all my friends call with dad questions.
Big dad questions.
You are the de facto dad.
To comedians.
But like, to fun comedians.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have no problem. I will assume it's okay, man. Listen, man, you give me a call when you're in a little bit of trouble. You got a big check. You're nervous about that kind of money.
Yeah.
You walked away from the weekend. You got $31,000. You got one of those last weekend, too.
Okay.
And then a couple of weeks, you got one of those before. Now we got $100,000. You're thinking, do I do a house? I want a car that goes really fast. And I'm like, easy, brother. Easy. So I have no problem whatsoever. And I will take the phone call. I take the phone call like it's my son in a fucking, like, at a frat house. Like on a drug he never took before.
Dad, but it's Lewis going, hey, there's an Audi A8 and I really wanted to go vroom, 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 vroom.
It's like, but I know you do. Lewis, I know you do. He's like, and there's a girl with me and she really thinks I'm hot. And I'm like, no.
Now,
she's
buddy,
just stupid.
What did we talk about? Your insurance? And he goes, I know. 20 accidents in 6 months is really bad.
I know. It's my Puerto Rican driving skills.
But Lewis, go smash. He talks like Hulk. But it is, I guess the question is because like you're talking to a guy that follows that account on Instagram of like, here's how you do stuff, that dad that started, it's like, it was like a feel good story where it's like, here's how you change a tire.
Yeah.
And I followed him because that's the kind of hole I have inside of me where I'm like, I need that.
I get it.
How do you learn that shit? Did your dad put you
my
on?
My dad was dad. I had like four dads.
Hell,
so
yeah,
like
gay dads rule.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. He's like, he rolled with like a bunch of guys that had no problem being like, my daughter is a like an emo fuck up, but your son listens to you, Rocky, my dad.
Yeah, your dad's name's Rocky too.
Yeah, yeah, that's nuts. And it's, I think he saw the movie. He was like, I'm going to change my, his name's Richard. And he was like, fuck that, Rocky. Yeah, which dude, is totally nuts. Especially the fact that he looked like Freddie Mercury growing
up.
That
is so fucking cool that he saw it. He goes, I like this kind of retarded Italian. I'm Rocky too. Hey,
everybody's always called me that.
I'm Rocky. No, dude, I've been Rocky since I was a little kid.
His father's like, no, it's not. We called you Richard.
You're Richard, a dicky.
It's a little dicky.
The thing that hurts more.
Like, fuck that.
I'm not dicky. I'm Rocky.
He's looking at his dicky. He's like, no, it's not. It's Rocky the boxer and my stupid girlfriend. My dogs.
I call him Buckus.
Mick.
But your dad, was he putting you on to like...
I grew up in a small car dealership of like, imagine like a single garage that can fit two cars and then a little man door and then an office maybe the size of this room with a desk and three guys just used to hang out, no jobs, a commercial painter named Junior, my Uncle Junebug, Howard, all dead. All these guys are now dead. And one of them was like a builder. One of them was like a painter. And then my dad and then like my uncle Tommy Wood. And Tommy was like a biker kind of guy, but they would have, my dad never kicked me out of the room with men,
which is
really weird. He'd be like, hey, the crooked cop is going to sell us a gun. Stay right here. And like, and it would be like three guns on the ground. And he'd be like, and this is like people, this sounds like the most like cap story. And it's totally true. He's like, yeah, that gun's cool. And he bought like a really cool, like a 1911 with like a handle. And he's like, you know, there's been people, the city's getting worse, but we did buy here, pay here auto, which is you $1,500 down, $40 a week. And I would collect the money from the people on Saturdays. My dad would go buy cars at dealerships. Like he'd go to the back of the dealerships and buy the trade-ins basically.
Yeah.
So on Saturday he would leave at 9 and I would sit there from 9 to 12 and I would collect like $35, $45 off an index card. And I would expect, like, let's just say 60 people to come in and give me $35. I would tuck it with their index card.
And that's what they would come in and go like, hey, so-and-so, here's $40.
Here's my, I'm Mrs. Johnson. And yeah. I paid, you know, it's, I have the Cadillac your dad sold me. And he would be like, all right, here you go. And then like,
how old are you when you're doing this?
Like 9.
Crazy.
Nuts.
Crazy.
Alone.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy. And like, all I have is like the
and
guy.
You didn't get fucked?
No. And here's the best part. They would be like, I don't have it. And I'd be like, well, you know the rule, Mrs. Johnson.
Crazy.
Go get something worth $35. And that would be, I'd have to say, go get something worth $35. And he'd be like, just make them go get something. And they'd come back with like tools and like dogs.
Oh my God.
Like St. Bernard. Like these are $300 puppies. You know, like you know the value.
A 9-year-old turning down puppies.
I'm like this. It's a wholesale. I know that Chesapeake Bay Retrievers are like $400. Like I just know they are.
You're like letting it kiss you. You go, that's like the gummer of puppies.
Yeah.
You go,
a little smell puppy breath on my nose.
You go, that's pretty good.
I'm like, Dad, we got a dog. Dad, I'm going to name him Dallas. As in the Cowboys.
I took 9 of them at 4 a piece.
No!
Yeah. No, that account's closed!
Call the want ad, make an ad, you're selling them. You got 8 for sale, $250 a piece.
Turning and burning, baby, mm-hmm. That's what we do. So you're just, on your Saturday mornings are just collecting money from people that are barely getting by that needed their car work done, or scumbags.
No, they were all right. It was honestly one of those things that it sounds really predatory. It could be totally, we were like, it wasn't a bad thing. And it was almost like, look, the car is, it was like, I was born in 84, so it was like 1993, and we were selling like 1989 like Cadillac DeVilles in like the hood, relatively speaking, on Front Street, Woonsocket. Look at up 409 Front Street.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love the receipt. 17. Here, Google map it, you fucking pussy.
Yeah, everybody's I'll like, oh, rich kid, grew up with his dad's dealership. They think I own like a Ford dealership. I'm like, look the fucking dealership.
As someone that went to college with kids whose dad, I went to college with a kid whose dad owned a Land Rover dealership, and I'll tell you right now, upon meeting you the first time we ever met versus at Skankfest versus like you can tell.
Oh yeah.
When I met the Land Rover kid, I was like, what is your dad own a dealership? And he'd be like this in La Jolla. And you're like, oh God damn it. Versus you where I was like, I bet this guy is like a fence. Like you're like a fence of so like you're a post. Whatever they call it. What are those guys that sell weapons in the old West? They used to call them like posts or something.
I don't know.
We can delete this. That's the best part of editing.
That's a,
but when I saw you, it's like
a trading post,
but it's like, you're a guy that's seeing go, I bet he could get me an illegal gun.
Yeah, I was never a gun guy up until 2 weeks ago, but yeah, no.
Really?
Yeah, guns. I just got my first gun, two guns. I bought a little, like a school shooter psycho gun. It's like mint green. It looks like
I don't think you're supposed to call it a school shooter.
Right. It's something's wrong with it. Like it's just I was like, I'll take that one. That's cool. It's for my, it's like a credit card size, Smith and Wesson bodyguard something. And then I bought, a buddy of mine built me an AR with like custom, and I wanted it to look like the Pottery Barn edition gun with like cranberry and tan. It's so ridiculous.
Dude, if you would have made a Pier 1 Imports gun where it's like a wicker.
Yeah, their basket handle. It's so like a woven one. That's so funny. Like with like a down duvet yeah. shoulder pad. It's like the grip has like a velvet, like a crushed velvet paisley.
Is this a beachy AR?
It's a very beachy. It's fun.
It's a very Cape Cod AR-15.
The breeze going through your hair, the anger pulsing through your veins.
Junk has ran out of your system. You're looking to shoot up and make enemies.
Your putrid hatred, virility for life. I'm going to try to show you my pottery special, barn.
Just, what a company mashup with a gun. Smith & Wesson and Pier 1 Imports bring you. Yeah, that's cool. So
pieces. You don't want to show that, but that's it. That's cool.
Yeah.
But it's got they were like, the guy who built it for me posted it, and everybody's like, who's the fucking idiot who built this gun? And they were like, Nick did. And it's
pew, pew, pew. Don't ever break in my house again.
Watch out. You've got a fucking laser point on your dick.
You're like so freaking dead right now.
I'm about to blow your hips out, bitch.
Which is really funny. If you robbed my house, it would be like, they used to sell, like, because I used to have an antique store, and they'd be like, oh, dude, aren't you afraid of people stealing? I'm like, who are these gay burglars that are going to steal? Like, oh, bitch, can grab the Warhol.
There's someone. I hear someone, and you hear it because it gasps. They go, oh, I've been looking for this. You go, someone's broken in.
Someone's in here.
Someone's in the house.
Click, 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 click. I'm like heels.
It's like hearing my dog run down the hallway.
You better work. Come on, girl. Oh, my phone's ringing.
Oh, my God. Turn on silent, you fucking slut.
Romeo, you better be outside. Turn the car around. We're to get the fuck out of here.
Go. I've got a first edition RuPaul Drag Race that is framed in here.
Do y'all thing.
Yeah. But that kind of, you calling it a school shooter handgun makes me think if you say that when you're buying the gun, remember when would try to buy a bong and you'd call it a bong?
Yeah.
And they go, it's a water pipe. Everything in here is for tobacco use only. You do wonder if that's how, I'm not a big enough gun guy to know the answer of this.
Me neither.
But talking like that in a gun store, we're going like, I know a family I can make disappear with this.
And they hate.
We can't do that.
Now we can't sell it.
That's what I mean. You can't.
And I'm like this. You're going to blow me tonight, right, honey? You're going to blow me tonight, right, honey?
And it's the same energy I had when I was at 15 at Smokey's with a Z being like, oh, then I'll be like this. I'm going to get so high. And the guy's like, dude, come on.
Now I can't sell it to you, 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, but you go, fuck you. Why'd you fire me?
Yeah.
Just whispering stuff to yourself. Fuck you. I told you revenge would be mine.
who's got fat tits now, Eddie? Yeah.
Stay the fuck asleep.
I got $411 for this gun.
You start doing this worse stuff where you go, baby, I know this is scary. Get in the car. We got to go away from mommy. Hold on. This does feel natural. Baby, go. Maybe the car's
Bonnie
ready.
And Clyde, me and my daughter. 97 Bonnie.
Just the two of us. Just you and I.
See, Mama.
Hey, are you singing Bonnie and Clyde 97? Because I can't. No.
No. I was singing ZZ Top.
I was just a little baby boy. You're not allowed to sing Eminem and look at guns.
Yeah, they're like, no.
You got to give me that.
Sorry, dude. You can't. Like, they point to a sign. It's like, no Eminem, Slim Shady LP album.
Wayne's World when he does Stairway to Heaven. Yeah. Hey, buddy, we got a strict rule. Because guns are fun. I lived in Arizona. I grew up in Colorado where, like, Cash App. There's a lot of, hey, everybody. Sometimes I don't know how to start these where I just go like, hi, everyone. I'm here to talk to you about a subject. But, you know, everything's digital now. All your money. Cash is still king in my eyes. But you need an app. You need an app to bank. You need an app to pay friends for stuff. Cash App is a great app. If you're looking for an app that makes you feel good with security, if you weren't up to speed already, Cash App is way more than just a safe way to send and receive money. With the Cash App card, you unlock a ton of perks, which is great, plus discounts on everyday purchases, and you can add your card to your digital wallet to make your money moves easier. Cash App also adds security to your money by declining any suspicious card transactions and sending you a notification to make sure the payment is actually you. If your card is ever lost or stolen, you could lock it with just one tap right in the app. That's probably a very underrated feature that people need to realize. If you ever lose your credit card, if you have a Cash App card, you lose it, just go to the app, bam, and now it's fine. One click of a button. Cash App can do way more than you think, and it can make your money work. If you do direct deposit at least $500 in paychecks every month and use the Cash App card for purchases, you can earn interest on your savings. No hidden fees and no minimum balance requirements. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. So do that. Get yourself free 10 bucks, dude. It's pretty sick. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App Bank Partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Visa Debit Flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC and the Bancorp Bank. North America. Pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. See terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton Debit Flex card, and Bancorp Debit Flex card. Cash App Green features savings, direct deposit, roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App, a Block Incorporated brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosure. Square in the business you own, now make money. I remember back in the day, I used to go on the road with Bobby Kelly, and I would sell t-shirts for him, and I was horrible at it, and people would be like, oh, here, I have a debit card. And I'd be like, yeah, it's 20 bucks cash. And they'd be like, well, I don't have cash. And I'd be like, well, it was nice meeting you. And now all I had to do was get a square. You get a square, you put it on your phone, bloop, bloop, taps your credit card. You see how much you paid. You get it all to break down right there. Square is a platform behind the scenes of so many businesses you already love, whether it's someone selling t-shirts at a comedy club, whether they're cutting hair, fixing bikes, or running a boutique. Square gives them one connected system to take payments, manage inventory, and run payroll, send invoices, and track it all from one place. No contracts, no hidden fees, no complicated installs, just tools that accept every major payment, let you see sales and inventory, and help you access your earnings immediately with Square Banking. If you're starting a business or running one that deserves better tools, Square helps you sell, manage, and grow without slowing down. Right now, you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/soder. That's SQUARE.com/go/soder. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today. Guns, the first time I was around a gun was my uncle who like lived up in the mountains. And it's the first time you're disciplined. I think that's what's important.
Yeah.
It's being yelled at by a man as a boy about gun safety where you feel stupid.
Yes.
Because what happened is I had the rifle and you're always supposed to keep it pointed up, finger off the trigger or whatever. And I was fucking like 9 years old and I went like that and he went, what the fuck? Like, right. Which is how you're supposed to react.
Right.
And then it's, and I was like, oh, you know, that thing where you're like, I'm sorry, I'm not a perfect boy. And your uncle's like, no, and your uncle's like, no, dude, you're just aiming a gun at everybody.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. And then I grew up and then would go to ranges in Arizona, dude. I'd wake up hungover and just go shoot.
It's like a massage in Arizona. Really is. Yeah.
It's an Arizona massage.
Yeah.
Just ranges, feeling the ring of it.
$40 worth of ammo out there. They do. That's where I shot a lot with, the administrative results guys, and they took it so seriously. You know, when you drive in Arizona, you see the highway and they're like, where are we going to shoot these things? They're like, you know, when you drive down the highway, they're like, we're going to go like up there,
yeah,
like into a hill. And yeah, we just took the amount of guns that was taken out on a table. And they were like, yeah, this is, I was like, how the fuck do you guys have all, like, this is, you could take over a fucking small country with this amount of, like 18 guys and this much firepower could literally, you could take over like parts of, like Albania, like and cities and stuff.
I mean, good luck.
Yeah, no, what am I talking about?
The Albanians, you see what they're doing to Ivanka and Jared Kushner?
Yeah.
They're like, come get this island. Yeah. They're like pushing trailers off cliffs and shit.
Yeah,
it comes up in my feed and I watch every second of it.
Yeah.
Albanians are the toughest motherfuckers in the world.
They would fuck me up. I'm sorry I said that. I'm sorry. Who is this motherfucker talking? Yeah, talking.
This man thinks he's so strong and powerful and he grows.
Why don't you come here try to take what I have?
I will take the double-headed eagle. Will kill you.
They falconer kills me. It's like, yeah.
They are the toughest. Vecchione, yeah. You know Mike Vecchione. Yeah. I lived with him for 10 years. He's obsessed with mafia shit. Like obsessed with mafia. There was a guy that used to work at Gotham Comedy Club that was a retired NYPD. Mm-hmm. But what he specifically did was he turned informants. That's what he did for the NYPD for like 30 or 40 years.
Wow.
So he would turn guys.
He was a rat maker.
Yeah. Rat king.
Rat king.
He would fucking, you are now a rat. But he said, he's like,
terrified.
Okay, fucking, I don't know what I got. But he'd explain to Mike how each family work, like the Italians.
Yeah, the Colombo or the Colonna.
But if you got an Italian, how you would get him is go, hey, listen, we're not going to fuck with your family. Your family can keep the money. You're just going to help us get a case over a guy above you. So they always knew to go with the family.
Yeah.
Like he said with like, I think, it, and again, this is like a story that Vecchione told me over 10 years ago, but he said like the Asian, like the triads and the Yakuza.
Couldn't crack them.
No, you could, but it was all about honor and respect. Like respectfully, whatever information you give us, and then we, like kind of like almost like a business deal. He said the ones you couldn't crack were the Albanians.
Really?
The Albanians were like, the Albanian mob was like, they said a thing of like, if you join it, we you have to have people that live in Albania.
Yeah.
So that if you rat, they just kill them.
No way.
Yeah, they go like, well, we're just going to wipe out your whole family. And they go, and the guy from the NYPD was like, never got one.
No way.
Never got an Albanian.
That's I heard that about the Chinese guys in Providence where okay. you pull over a Chinese kid with a gun from Boston.
Yeah.
And they don't say one
got,
word.
He's Chinese, but he's got the accent. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're pulling me over here?
Yeah.
Fuck are you doing? I wasn't fucking speeding.
I wasn't even driving. Well, hey, you like, do you like apples?
Come on, you're Chinese.
He's like, well, I got nothing to say to you. How do you like them apples? Yeah. But one they would the most, say nothing. It was horrifying.
They wouldn't just,
they wouldn't roll. Like that. That's like from that story from the mob guys that from Providence. They were like the Chinese, the cop mob guys
yeah.
would be like, no, they say no words from the time you stop them, find the gun to the 4 years through. They just
sit there and take it.
Yeah.
And then when they're done, they probably when they're done sitting on it,
yeah.
they don't even probably get a giant party like Italians do where there's women with boas on and shit. It's just a old Chinese guy smoking a Marlboro 100 and he goes, and he goes, oh. And then he leaves. Just gets in a car, drive. Does 4 years.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
No I mean, party. No, I mean the Albanians. I you know you're a, who's the most peaceful country in the world? Then is it Denmark? Who's the easiest one to conquer?
Denmark. Here's the thing. You want to say Scandinavia?
Yeah.
But then all you got to do is look into the history and go, oh, you turn them on, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're pleasant people. I went to Stockholm, which I loved, and I wanted.
You did?
Oh, I love Sweden.
Were they nice to you?
They're unbelievable.
I lived in Stockholm for a month.
Really?
And they, I lived in Liljeholmen, which is right near.
By the way, good luck pronouncing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm half Swedish, and I can't pronounce it.
Really? Yeah.
Where they're like, they go, oh, Söder, like how they say my last name, and I go,
Stugan.
Oh, it's Söder, and they go, no, it's Söder. I've said this before. It's so frustrating because I'm like, how am I saying it wrong?
Yeah, I'm saying it just like you are. They're like, and the girls are so gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And I remember being there and they were like, everybody, I left on Thanksgiving night. I dated a girl a long time ago and I went to go see her.
And she was in Sweden?
She went to the Stockholm School of Economics. So I was like, why did I you ever date a girl? And then
cool life, dude.
It was a cool life. She was a cellist. You ever date a girl and then stop dating a girl and then be like, why the fuck did I stop dating that girl? And then the second you're in date minute one, you're like, oh, that's right. Cause you get drunk and you turn into a huge bitch.
Yeah.
Oh shit. I like literally forgot that. And then when she was walking up to me in the Stockholm train station, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. You got totally annihilated. And then made me and my guys, like I had a landscape company, made me and my guys like move furniture for you. And you bossed us around for 2 weeks and I hated you.
Oh,
and I was like, shit. And now I'm already like living with her. And
that
I was,
that returning anxiety.
Yes.
Where you go, oh no, I forgot this is how you make me feel. And now I'm fucking regretting it.
I'm in your apartment and I don't like you. And I'm living in Liljeholmen with her for like, it was like 2 weeks. Then we went to Amsterdam. But I remember like we were trying to party and like smoke weed and shit. And I was like, they weren't sharing their weed with me. I was fat. I mean, I was like this, but I felt like I was 1,900 pounds.
Yeah, they're all build.
Lean.
Yeah, they're hot. Tall and lean.
Yeah, it's like pecking
order. Not all of them. Some Swedes are chubby. Some that came to America.
Yeah.
My family was big for some reason.
Really?
I have fat Swedish
Gets
family.
Gets him out of here. What he is
goes, it? Uncha blunga blunga blunga. You can't call us that. That's what they say when we're walking towards him. Oh, yeah, I've got a blunga blunga blunga. Hey, Sven, not fucking cool.
Yeah, don't call me.
Peter.
Yeah, like they're like, you. Homer Simpson is over here eating all the cheeseburgers.
Oh, look out. Don't breathe around him or he'll eat it.
He'll eat your breath because he's so hungry.
He eats your breath. The breath eater. That's what you find out. They call you the breath eater.
Yeah. Well, that's what a skinny kid told me. I'm outside having a cigarette with it. One kid was cool, and I was having a cigarette with him, and he's in a t-shirt, and I'm in a fucking army duffel coat, basically, like and wrapped up. And I'm like trying to rip a butt, and he's like, you need to control your breathing. And I'm like, what? He's like, you need to control your breathing. You don't control it. And I was like, I was like, what the fuck? This kid's like 111 pounds, skinny as all get out. And I'm like, oh, cool. This is fun. And I'm getting called fat.
That is the thing that America needs more of, is the European confidence.
Yeah.
And stuff like that to tell other people what they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Because in America, you go, hey, buddy, what's going on? You cold? You having that cigarette? And he goes, you need to breathe.
Your breathing is off because your heart palpitations, because your blood pressure is too high, because your diet is poor. That's why you were embarrassed when you wanted to take their shoes off in the house. And I don't know, you remember like poor health 20, I don't know if you guys, just like your feet stink when you're like a fucking shit box.
Yeah.
And
my feet are grody.
Really?
Now, I'm starting to work on them.
Somehow it went away. I don't know, as I got older, maybe my diet changed, but like I was like, oh cool, I have to take my feet off. And I'm trying to, even though I can't stand this girl, I'm still trying to have sex with her.
Yes,
she's you're gonna in smell Sweden. My feet, and she wants to kill herself. Like my feet smell like so bad. I remember there was like one time I took my shoes off at a party and this girl started crying. She was like, why do they smell like that? Oh. She was all coked out.
Oh my god, she's like, you're bumming me out.
Yeah. Why did you rape me?
A coke. Imagine being on coke and buckling because of the smell of feet.
Like the oily, like when your socks crust under your toes smell. Yeah. You know when like they get like that? Like, after
what the fuck are you doing to me?
The socks are hard.
How did you leave the Swedish girl?
I just was, we went to Amsterdam. And I had like $4,000 to my name. And like we went out and we did Amsterdam night one. We went to like Boom Chicago. Like an improv. I had just got done UCB improv. Nice. So I was like, let's go see an improv show.
Dude.
This will be fat.
Oh, this is.
So we go there and it's the fucking worst show I've ever seen. This is like pre-stand-up anything. I'm heckling. I'm being kind of a dick.
Well, because you said you took the improv class.
Yeah, I did the month intensive at UCB in LA.
I can't imagine like the energy of coming out of an improv class and then seeing an improv class where you go, I can do that too.
Yeah.
I can do that too.
Oh, they're doing zip, zap, zop. I know how to do that.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, they clear the scene when the guy walks in front.
Watch.
This old hat.
Oh, watch. This guy's going to come out. He's going to be a chair. It's going to be inanimate object time. Hold on. Watch this.
But also, bad improv is so much worse than bad stand-up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bad stand-up, you pity the guy or the girl. You just go like, yeah, fuck, this sucks.
Yeah.
This just sucks. You lost the room. No one cares. Mm-hmm. Bad improv, it feels like you're at a friend's kid's recital.
That's exactly what it felt like.
Where you go, I'm upset. I'm mad. Everybody here right now.
It felt like you were at like a, like the IBM luncheon or something like that. And they're like, all right, everybody. Yes. Well, give me a minute. Like that energy and shit.
We've had some problems with the food court. So we put together a little sketch to show you how to get rid of your waste. Kyle, and then he steps in.
Oops, this stuff's junky. Let me check if it's recyclable.
And you're just sitting there with a psychotic Swede who's like, I really don't like your friends.
This guy is being kind of rude to the performers. Couldn't you leave? And we were just like, fuck it, Lizzie. But the tickets were like $100. I remember the first night we were out, it was like my turn was first night. She was going to pay for second night. First night, we spent like $1,100. We went to like the Anne Frank Museum.
Yeah.
And of course, I have the inappropriate comments where I'm like, this place is huge.
Yeah.
I'm like, this would be $3,800 a month in New York.
I don't know if I would think everyone's heart's good if I lived in this fucking place. That's funny. You know what's funny, though, is the Scruff Realtor was popping out.
What? Yeah,
that's like the beginning of
the early onset.
That's where you're like showing signs. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Six families living here? Big deal. This is literally bigger. Like the Anne Frank, the hiding area was bigger than this. And then Anne Frank, one part of it was Anne would write in one of the rooms. Like Anne Frank supposedly wrote in one of the rooms, and like they would clear out the room for her to write.
Damn, that's how you know she was spitting.
And then, yeah. And then.
She saw Anne Frank doing her diary, looking out the window, and put it to 8 Mile.
She was bam, 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 licking her ballpoint pen. Bam, bam, you know,
today, it took another family.
I heard him. I pointed at him. She saw George Soros.
I'm a Nazi. I'm a Nazi. Anne, are you doing your rhymes?
Yes. George Soros was an anointed pointed.
Yeah. I'm Soros Boros. He got more.
He's causing wars because he's George Soros pointing.
Oh, God, that's real good stuff. Wow,
she's spitting in there.
Oh, let's clear it out. Clear it out. Anne's got paws.
Give her room. She's cooking.
Yeah. Oh, if they come by, I'll say you can. That's where we're cooking. So
that's cooking. We're just cooking in there, cooking up rhymes.
Yeah, but so you go do all the big things.
We do all the big things. The next day, like, we wake up, and I remember being like, I was like poor, and she was clearly a rich girl. Like, her mom was a realtor in Sweden. So she had bread, and I was like, all right, what do you want to do today? She's like, let's go find me some socks.
Oh.
And I was like, ugh. Like, she did it just like that too, and I was like, nah, I want to eat like English breakfast and smoke weed and eat the weird mushrooms and like. Let's go to the Heineken tour today.
Yes.
And like do that or something. And she was like, no, I want to buy a sweater. They have the best wool here. And I was like, instantly I was like, this isn't working. And then we just took a flight, a Ryanair flight back. I packed my shit and then I went back to Amsterdam and stayed there for 3 weeks by myself.
Hell yeah.
It was the best.
Break up Amsterdam?
Stayed there. It was I remember getting so fucked up every night, living in a $12 hostel and just falling downstairs all the time. And
yeah.
Did you, how long were you in Sweden for?
I was only there for a week.
Did you tour there on comedy?
No.
Oh, it was
fun? I went to go see Queens of the Stone Age.
Whoa.
They played at Gröna Lund, which was like,
God, I love the Gröna Lund.
The Gröna Lund, but it's an outdoor, it's like a Six Flags, but it's like a historical Six Flags.
Really?
Yeah, it's like all these bands have played there, like historic, like Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles and shit.
Really?
And Queens of the Stone Age was there, and I was like, fuck it, dude, I want to go to Sweden. So my buddy from Colorado came with me, and we did Sweden for 4 or 5 days, and then we went to Amsterdam for 5 days, met up with DJ Lou from the Bonfire, saw Pearl Jam at the arena,
what?
And then went to Iceland for 5 days.
Get out of here.
Iceland was Reykjavik was the
shit. And then
shit.
We saw Sugar Ray at Iceland, Reykjavik, at the Blue Lagoon.
We worked with Whitest and Lamest.
Yes. We were going downhill from here.
And then we did, who does Steal My Sunshine? I was trying to think.
Len.
And then we went and saw Len in Iceland.
Len was there and they had fastball playing and opening up for him with the Cardigans.
I was lying on the banks last Monday morning. We're like, oh, this is the best trip ever.
No, it's not.
Reykjavik was the shit, though.
Really?
And we went there during World Cup 2018.
Wow.
And Iceland tied with Argentina.
Oh,
my God. And it was like, fuck that. You don't realize there's not 300,000
people. The population is amazingly low.
Yeah. It's
Iceland can be conquered with the guns.
There it is. We found it.
Yeah, that's Iceland.
But again,
yeah,
you activate that thing in them.
Yeah.
That fucking sailed to that island thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't think they need guns. I think they rock smash everyone's head.
Literally, you're getting killed by a woman with a rock. Like a butt naked woman with like eating your flesh.
With a weird face paint thing where you go, is she connected? Is she? And she's like, connected to nature?
It's the girl from The Knife is playing.
Dude, there was a, we like stayed at an Airbnb. And it was like, there was a restaurant under and they just like didn't care about us in a way that made us go there every day.
Oh.
But they were like, what do you want? The fish stew? And you're like, please. It was really good.
Yeah.
And I was like, the fish stew. There was one girl there that I was like, she's come with me to America. Like in my head, she was so hot. I was like, come with me to America. I'll make you a queen. Have you ever been to New York City? It'll be like fucking Crocodile Dundee, but with an Icelandic bitch.
Yes, that would have been a cool look. You come on with like, she got a little bangs and shit. Like, whoa, Soda's new chick's fucking crazy.
I go, I think she's related to Bjork. They're all related.
So a little bit. She's my cousin's friend.
It is very nice to be here in Queens with you.
Make a cloud your friend.
I don't like the train above me, but I ride it with you.
You hate her in a week.
I go, shut up! Why do you talk like that?
Oh, God, she was so fucking hot. I hate her.
Everyone says the best pizza in New York is Joe's, but I don't think that's true.
No, it's
Sparrow. Have you ever been to Spumoli Gardens in Brooklyn?
I go, everyone! I hate
you. Shut up, you fucking girl.
I like the Pandera bread.
I go to Dunkin' Donuts and the Indian ladies ask me if I want a coffee. I laugh at them.
I can't stand Orca is so annoying.
My brother cousin's coming to visit, if that's okay.
He's huge and buff.
He's huge and buff and he lifts me for exercise.
He's taller than you, Mr. Tall Man Dan Soda.
Oh, look at your boobs. Look at your boobs.
He does not have boobs. Your boobs are probably bigger than...
Do you have a baby on your belly?
God, she does this during sex.
Oh, God, and it makes me come so fast.
She comes ink.
Yeah.
You look down, it looks like a Bic pen blew up on your dick.
At this point in the water, you would be confused and I would be gone.
Two nights to be confused.
I'm a big knife fan. All the knife people are going to be like,
how the fuck does he know that? Yeah. It was cool as fuck, though, and I would love to go back to Reykjavik.
Yeah, I mean, you should, you could.
I said it to Ari, and then when you say something like that to Ari, it usually becomes a thing.
He's like, all right, we're going to go.
He'll
now.
Be like, when? And I'm like, I don't know. And I'll be like, summer? And you go, yeah. And he's like, and then I guarantee by next summer, he's like, we're going to do a show in Reykjavik.
Me, I booked you. It.
Yeah. He's awesome for that.
He likes that European tour. Dude, he does go
anywhere in the world.
Really?
Anywhere in the world.
Oh, gosh.
He's, as far as my friends, like the most ballsiest traveler I know.
Yeah. That's traveling to other countries is cool. I like traveling alone to those, but I'm a married guy now, so that ship sailed. But
if you, now that you're married and I'm entering the arena soon, ooh, is
the Forum of Hell. Yeah. No, I was kidding.
Where up?
Welcome to hell, Dan. Yeah. You thought it was gonna be funny? I ain't gonna lie to you, pal. It fucking sucks.
You go. No, it's a nonstop battle.
I'm fighting with my wife right now.
She comes down like Tom Cruise. Ah,
right through your window.
You thought she's the couch?
Yeah, she's in the couch.
She becomes arms
talking shit. Oh, she got a tampon string hanging.
She goes, by the way, I've been waiting here for a week and you're pathetic too, Dan. I go, you married a bitch.
She remembers like one bad thing you did in your life.
Remember that one time you didn't say thank you for the cookies? I go, I fucking forgot.
Well, they all knew. They all remembered. And you're not allowed there anymore. But tampon strings
ever,
winging.
Did you ever pitch to your wife that you're going to go somewhere?
By
yourself and been like, yo, I'm going to go travel.
Yeah, right. I'd be like, I might as well walk with into like, where's the most Puerto Rican pit bull breeding part of the world. Like San Juan, probably. Puerto Rican pit bull kennels with stakes wrapped around my cock and balls would have a better success rate of me walking out of there unscathed and be like, you know what I'm thinking? I really want to go to Ireland. I want to go to Cork Island and get fucked up by myself for a week and play golf that I don't even care about playing just so I can get fucked up. And she'd be like...
That's like her going, I'm going to a couple's massage with my ex that I still have sexual chemistry with.
Literally. Remember?
What?
Yeah, she the goes, tall one with the 12 inch?
Yeah, she goes, remember the one that I use in my phone is ouch?
Ice pack.
Him and I are going to get rubbed together by hot oil. So,
you cool with that too? We're gonna do that in our living room.
Yeah, Ireland sure is cool this time of year.
Well, they fly direct out of Providence now.
What do you think is the biggest?
Yeah.
Like, oh man, I have a pain in my foot, and you know where I'm gonna go? ZocDoc.com. I'm gonna go to ZocDoc. I got the app, so I'll just get on the app and find a foot doctor near me because what the hell? How did I injure my foot? Putting it into my jeans. I need to find a test. I need to find a specialist. Listen, and I also don't mean to hipster you, but I've been a ZocDoc fan. It's cool they sponsor our podcast, and I really appreciate that. But I've been a fan of ZocDoc for years because ZocDoc lets you search and compare local in-network doctors. They have more than 150,000 providers with 200 plus specialties all across 50 states. Appointments can happen fast, usually into a day or three, and you can even score same day appointments. Taking care of your health just got easier. Start here with ZocDoc.com/Soder. ZocDoc is free to use, so your health matters and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/Soder to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/Soder. Perfect, Gene. Listen, it's summer, okay? Jeans, it's tough. You got to really choose when you want to wear your jeans. You need to really understand that you're going out there in pants and it's going to be real hot. However, if you get the perfect jean, now you've got a jean that's not only comfortable, that not only fits great, also breathes well. That's right. You can wear these jeans around even in the summer and go, I'm not that hot. There's some jeans out there that are thick, feel like you're wearing burlap. This, comfortable jeans, they stretch, they feel good. You're just on them and you go, you know what? They're not that hot. They're not bunching up in weird places. They just fit perfectly. They look good. It's exactly what you want in a jean. I'm telling you, I bought a lot of jeans. These ones are great for sitting, traveling. People think it's weird that I fly in jeans. Well, you got the perfect jeans. You're flying in some comfortable jeans. And right now, our listeners get 15% off their first order plus free shipping at theperfectjean.nyc. Or you can Google the perfect gene and then use coder. Or you can Google the perfect gene and use code SODER15 for 15% off. So go ahead and check that out. Let's get back to the podcast. A top three starting a fight intentionally, things that you could think of that you would
That's got to be. I mean, it's so because we just built a house together.
Sick.
And I never wanted to cave my wife's fucking skull in more than every single night that we were building a house. And I wanted to stand up on our bed like this is what I wanted to do every night. I wanted to stand up on our bed like this. And just drop a fucking cinder block.
Just like, squash
her. Just like drop. Just let it fall where it wouldn't kill her. It would just be like, like a corner of a cinder. Or she wake
up and she go, "Hey, babe, I can't see color anymore. I think there's a real problem."
Oh my God, how did the cinder block get in here?
Oh my God, the cinder block fell right through the roof, but also didn't make a move when it came through the ceiling.
The wood framed house that we have, one cinder block is here. That's so crazy.
Were you just watching Dateline back to back to back?
Yeah, trying to figure out like how to like decompose a body.
These guys got it all wrong.
Yeah, dude, you got to feed her to pigs like the guy from Snatch.
Yeah. Like, never, hence the thing, greedy as a pig. Do you,
No, but like,
when the house was built, did it?
It was over immediately, but during it, you know what it was? It was decision fatigue.
Sure.
And it was like this, that, and it wasn't her fault. It was truly my fault. I'm a bad communicator.
that's code. Every guy knows how to say that.
Yeah, like, I'm a bad communicator.
I'm a bad communicator. That's like, AA, where he's like a friend of ours.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, "This friend of ours." And you go, "It's like the mob."
Yeah.
You go, "I'm a bad communicator, so just to let you know."
You know,
I'm wanting you.
Something I'm working on. It's like white knighting for like shit you don't do.
Yeah.
But it was just the decision fatigue. And like, but during that time, it was like, she would just, it would be like a anti plan with no plan. And then the fights would, it would just be like hockey fight immediate. I would be hockey goon fight every night. And, it's
but
just,
when the house was finished,
all over,
you were like, "We got crazy back there."
Yeah, that was tough.
It's like
that
when you're both hungry on a road trip.
Yeah,
where you start hockey fighting.
Yep.
Well, you'd be like this, and you go, "There's a McDonald's," and she's like, "Yeah, I say McDonald's." You want the fuck? You never give her. Well, how about you give a solution?
Yeah.
Why don't you give a solution instead of just asking that there's more fucking problems? And she's like, "Oh, so this is how you want to fucking communicate?" And then you're like, and then cut to a half hour later, where you're eating Wendy's, and you go, "The Asiago bacon chicken ranch really is good."
You're right. These and actually fire. These actually
goes, "Do you mind if I dip my fries in your Frosty?" You go, "Fucking do that shit." Yeah, and then no you're being problem. Cute again. Is that what it was? Was that what it like after the house
was
built?
Yeah, it was like that time. I've never fought harder. Like it's one of those things where like, it's like liking pussy and then owning a gynecology office.
Sure.
It's like, girls are hot and pussy's cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be a gynecologist in the most obese area of the country.
They're all so fucked up.
They're all sweaty and they smell like a bag of wet mosquitoes.
Stanhope used to have a joke where he was like, "Dr. Drew," it's on an old album. I think it's on the album before he turned the gun on himself. But Stanhope's like, "Dr. Drew specializes in celebrity addictions." He's like, "That's like being a gynecologist that specializes in 19-year-old hairless, stinkless pussy." It's so funny. Like, that's exactly what it right. is. I fucking love Stanhope.
That is a good. That's a damn good joke.
But yeah, man, that is what like is building the
fight,
a house.
What is the fight that you get? That what's the common? What's the
bad communication? And the thing that I do is go away without her is the one where I go like if I were just gonna be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go to LA for a week and stay at McDaniel's and I'm gonna go to a Chargers game and probably just hang out," she'd be like, "What? What the fuck are you talking about?" I go, "Yeah, she's gonna probably stay out there for like over a week."
Whoa.
Like, what about the dog? That's when you're like, "Whoa. I don't know, you can probably figure it out." That would just, I think she'd come, she's from Boston, she'd come swinging at me.
Yeah, yeah. You can hear like bones in her neck. There. Yeah.
She'd be like,
she's just, this is what she's, hold on. She would do this, like you look over her shoulder, she's Googling this. Yeah. It's just other guys' cocks.
She goes, "Oh, look, other guys' cocks."
Oh, cool. Go, New York.
New York. Specifically between the streets of 15th and 31st.
Near me.
Near me. Yeah, near me is the one. There you go. Ouch.
Ugh.
Ouch. Yeah, I don't know, man. There is what I obviously.
That's allowed?
It's the best. No. Hell no. I'd not kill her. I'd kill them all.
No, no, I'm saying that. No, not that. Have you been to McDaniel?
No. We always go together. It's fun. She likes sports.
She's into sports.
Yeah, she works in sports. So it's like, great. It's very fun.
I wanted to talk to you about, you're McDaniel's boy.
Yeah.
He's a Chargers guy now?
Yeah, he's the offensive coordinator of the Chargers.
The quarterback in my high school is Liam Cohen from the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Duval.
Yeah, yeah.
You went to high school with him?
He's my high school quarterback.
No way.
Yeah, dude. He's the guy.
He was great last season. They did very good last year.
That kid is a wrong bet.
The worst introductory press conference I've ever seen in my life.
Media training needed. You know, I think
And please find the clip and edit it in. When he got announced as the head coach of the Jaguars, obviously they have a chant there of Duval. It's
in the they cooked his ass for that.
Yeah, you can hear it in the stadium if you watch the games and you're listening for it.
But now it's like a thing. Then he's like, watch me win.
Yeah, he really did. He went like, Duval! And everyone was like, nope. And then this motherfucker turned that team around.
Let's go. You don't like 14 wins? Why don't you suck my fucking cock?
How about I put 14 on you, you cocksuckers?
With this fucking ragtag team from who gives a fuck Florida?
I mean, Trevor Lawrence was like, thank God this nerd panned out.
Yeah.
Do you know who else had a bad introductory press conference from this season? Was the head coach. I'm with Sean Murphy this weekend, and he's a Bills fan. But the Bills head coach, he was on like Pat McAfee or he was on like a show, and he was like talking about being the head coach, and he went, honestly, bro, I just can't wait till we're like playing 7v7 and, you know, or he's like, we're doing team scrimmage and our defense picks our offense, and I can't wait just to go talk shit to our offense. And everyone was like, what? Shit. And he was like, it's gonna be sick. It was a cringe moment where I've been like that.
Yeah.
So I was able to identify that. Where you're trying to be something you're not.
Like he's like, I'm gonna be like these Pat McAfee bro guys.
Yes.
Like, yes. I'm gonna be like quick, say something a Barstool guy would say.
It's the same as watching Zuckerberg lock up when Rogan asked him what kind of bow and arrow he uses.
Yeah.
Which is one of the greatest clips of all time.
What does
he
say?
He's like, well, you know, I've been really enjoying bow hunting lately. And Rogan goes, yeah, that's cool. What kind of bow do you use? And Zuckerberg's like, and then like Rogan's like trying to help him, and he's like, oh, it doesn't matter, man. It's about, he goes, yeah, it's just really good. And then and he's like, so you don't know like what kind of brand it is? He's like, no. It's just one of those moments where you're like, how is this motherfucker one of the richest guys? Like, he's a nerd.
I don't know. They set the arrows up for me. Just please help get me out of this conversation.
I don't like when my feet touch the actual ground. I don't believe in grounding at all.
They're gonna find out.
What sucks is we let the shit that you talk about being like 9 to 12 years old, fucking collecting money on Saturday mornings. Did you go to flea markets a lot as a kid?
I did a ton of flea markets.
As a kid that went to a flea market, I can identify it.
Yep.
That's how you're so good at picking out shit.
All this stuff got here.
Yeah, 100%.
What's the piece de resistance on here?
I mean, this is incredible. Those are like old school LGN, and a fan sent me to that when we were doing the bonfire. I would probably say either that or this custom-made thing from a fan. It's Queens of the Stone Age art. This guy made it at Alabama. This guy in Huntsville.
He signed on the bottom. He had to have.
Yeah, to Dan from Dave.
Three of four. Hell yeah.
And we were supposed to get Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age on the podcast. Whoa. And if it ever does happen, I think I'm going to give him that. And hopefully Dave doesn't take offense, because I think that'd be pretty cool.
He's like, I'll send you another one. Dave will send you another one.
But that's what I like is like, the Eureka's Castle. Those were Pizza Hut things. Where that used to sell if you bought Pizza Hut. There were Pizza Hut puppets in the early 90s.
Yeah, I remember. I kind of remember these.
So Katie was, I wasn't into it, but Katie was super into it. And then when she did Celebrity Jeopardy, I surprised her by buying the whole set online.
Ooh. Have you bought anything crazy?
No.
That's my favorite question to ask, like, guys who are doing well. I'm like, what, nothing yet? Silly.
No.
Couch?
Stupid
money couch?
No, dude, everything. You know what it is I'm so afraid of going back to waiting tables.
Yep.
That the only big, really big purchases I've made are like for family members that need shit. Like that's like my mom. I bought her an HVAC unit. I bought I've done stuff to my mom's townhouse.
Yeah.
That's that stuff.
What a guy. Like
family members that need money, friends that need money.
Yeah. My family has nothing.
Dude,
they will get nothing.
That's good. That's what I should have done.
Not my mom. Mom can get whatever she wants, but all my cousins, you get nothing.
Well, so what's funny is my mom's side.
Yeah,
they do well enough. They're fine.
They don't need
my dad's side. There's like three of us.
Yeah,
there's two of us.
They pop out of the woodwork.
She's that's the reason I give her shit.
Yeah.
It's because she was like, dude, I'm just happy we're back in each other's lives. I love you. I miss you. And then you go, what do you need? That's where you go.
I know. I'm ready to do a little bit of hot time right now, baby. She hits you with some Keno shit.
Yeah, she's like, she goes, but you know what really happened? Why don't we go down to the casino? Why don't you take out $5,000 cash and just sit next to me?
And watch me win. And just watch me. It's like, bing, 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 bing. It's like Wheel of Fortune. I'm hitting it. I do a double time, 3X, 4X, cherries.
I'm not into watches.
Yep.
I'm not into cars because I live in New York City.
So you're cool.
But I'm saving to... That's probably where my call is going to come into you. It's when we buy a house.
Where do you guys want to live?
Probably Dobbs Ferry or like Tarrytown.
Dude, Tarrytown is... who was telling me?
There's some really fucking cool
Andy
houses.
Haynes moved to Tarrytown.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
And like Andy Haynes is so funny. I'm like, you would move to Tarrytown. Like, I love fucking with him. He's like...
He is like the whitest guy. One of the whitest people I know.
Tarrytown sounds like somewhere where you can only skip or you get a ticket if you don't. Yeah.
Well, hold on now.
Yeah.
You know it's Tuesdays and smiles are mandatory. I've got to write you a ticket. Oh, how much is the ticket for? It's for a hug.
It's for a hug.
Hey,
you wish you cucumber sandwich.
And a happy Tarrytown day to you.
Yeah.
And there are like pretty shady parts. I've been up there.
Really?
Yeah, it's like nice, but there are some parts.
Selling some backdoor violins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Some backdoor powdered wigs.
I think you snuck into this choir reception and you go, I did.
I filled out the forms. I've talked to Claire and Eunice.
But Dobbs Ferry, I want something along the Hudson.
Yeah, yeah, no, great.
I want to get a good house on the Hudson, like near the Hudson.
I was there literally last Thursday. I went to fucking Deer Mountain Inn and had a fucking meal that blew my socks. I was eating butter with, oh my God, the Deer Mountain Inn is so fucking underrated. It's in Hunter, New York.
Okay.
And it's in the mountains. And then we stayed in Wyndham Resort in the Wilder Hotel. Great. And I go to the Hudson for the Antiques Trail.
Yeah.
Rhinebeck to Hudson, all the way up to Troy.
So we go up to the Catskills. We go up to like Phoenicia.
Phoenicia?
Yeah, like a little bit outside of Phoenicia and like over in that area.
Have you been to Saratoga Springs?
Yeah.
It's the second drunkest city in America. I didn't know that because I was sitting there at the
behind what Key West,
Wisconsin. I think it's Madison maybe, or
that makes sense. Madison, they fucking
have not been to Madison yet. I only went to
one of the best cities in the country.
I can believe it.
Madison fucking rules. I love every time I go there. The comedy club there, Comedy on State, is fantastic, but it's just a cool ass fucking town.
What's your favorite town in America? That's like a Madison, or what's your favorite, like, they party hard, they rip?
Madison might be it.
Yeah, good for you.
You know what it was? Back in the day, it used to be Austin, like in 08, 09.
Oh, wow.
Austin used to be real fun. It used to be really, like, hippie-ish.
Yeah.
Which was kind of fun. I love Eugene, Oregon.
Wow.
Eugene, Oregon was the shit.
I'm doing it in the fall.
It's the
Eugene
best.
Eugene is. It's so pretty. It's like I
genuinely, it's the first place I went to that I go, I might run away here.
I would rim sloth to have a house there.
Yeah. He's like,
feels good.
baby more.
I didn't think I'd like this kind of not my way.
You're done. And he goes, you know, it's just an act, right? I put on the Superman shirt and I pretend.
Yeah.
He goes, he's handsome.
He's handsome, Dan from Waynesville.
But Eugene, I was like, we did the show there and I was there for an extra day before I went down to the Bay Area, and I was like, I could really, and everything was affordable. Now, if money's not a problem, I would live in Marin County.
Oh, you like
I would
that?
Live in Mill Valley, specifically Mill Valley.
Oh, like that's like the what's it?
I just filmed my special there at the Throckmorton Theater.
Hell yeah!
And it was fucking awesome.
They like your finance background.
Funny is my dad worked at a liquor store down the street from the theater. So I used to be there a bunch when I was a kid. So that's the reason the lady liked us from the theater. And she was like, I was like, I used to, you know, stay here when I was a kid. And I was like, my dad worked at the liquor store. And she was like, what liquor store? And I was like, Dan's Liquor Store. And she was like, oh, okay.
Oh.
What years? I was like, 90 to 94. And she was like, oh, well, yeah, come on. I'll show you. She was like immediately, she was so cool after that.
Wow. She puts her hair up in a ponytail. She starts looking at you.
Remember that? Your dad spotted me a fifth. I go, whoa, you got a problem, huh?
It was only $8.
You can keep it. But what about you? What's your favorite?
I like the most fun I've had. I just had a lot of fun in the Carolinas was really wild. Dude. Charlotte was pretty good.
I've heard Hilton Head is the shit.
I haven't been there. I haven't done the coast yet, but I have fun in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh
rips. Like, we were in Polish Hill getting fucked up. And, like, you know when you have, like, tattoo guy that looks like a bad version of us? Like, full sleeves, and you're like, this guy's going to be a fucking dick. And he was like, the nicest guy. He's like, hey, man, what can I get you? And I was like, craft pilsner. Yeah, that's... And he's like, yeah, I have a pretty good craft pilsner by a local guy. Here you go. I mean, they're $3. And I was like, $3 for a beer? I'll take 30, please.
You know, I love that. You find that in Chicago. You find that in Pittsburgh. Sacramento, you can see a guy and be like, this guy's going to be a fucking problem. He's like, hey, what's up, man? I collect Alien vs. Predator comics. And you're like, okay, you're a different guy than I thought you were.
Damn it, I thought you were going to MMA my ear off. Yeah, thank you.
I love that. I love guys that look fucking dangerous and are actually like super nice.
Sweetie pies.
It's like big dogs that are nice, where you're like, oh, you don't have to be nice.
A cane corso that's licking me? That's great.
Cane corso scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, they are fucking...
Rottweilers, I love Rottweilers, but I get tense around them.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to not. It's a fuck. It's like being next to an excavator. Like it's like having your head next to tank tracks.
Yeah,
like,
you know, the second this thing decides that it doesn't like me, we're all there's nothing any of us can do.
It's gonna rip my lower mandible off. And I'll be like,
giving speeches where you're like, have a they put a handkerchief in front of where it's gone, and you go, "Hang tight, okay. My name's Dan Sugar. Don't crush dogs." Are you, so Pittsburgh's one of your cities.
Pittsburgh, I like the Ohio. I like the Rust Belt from like Buffalo, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Rochester rules.
Syracuse was kind of fun. There's nothing to eat there, but Albany fucking is really fun. It's late.
I'm going
to
be in Albany next week.
Are you? Where are you playing?
For 2 weeks. Funny Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Funny Bone, baby.
Yeah, I have a good ass fucking,
I have to return to the clubs in the mall to dip my sword in the river.
Yeah.
As stand up, that's what you always have to do. You have to go back and forge your iron in the rivers of
I like that. I'm happy for you to do that. I'm mall like, man, comedy that's so clubs. Cool. Yeah.
Here you go. I'm going
to
walk by Azumi's and as my blade gathers strength.
Strength and I forge. Made of new tungsten steel.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the forges.
Yeah.
The malls are forges where you make your blade fucking sharp,
and they're like kind of, they have like that same like ruthless sentiment of like the Troy, New York is a similar Troy, Albany is very similar to like, you know, Milltown, like I call it like white mill trash, like just mill shit.
Yeah,
and like they're great. Those are the great people. Everybody gets along. There's really no like everybody seems tough, but they're super sweet.
I feel like that was that's the thing that could fix this country is you just killed off a couple billionaires and took their money and flooded those areas
with
like
100%
insurance and like, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that they need, like a factory to build stuff.
Just give them loans, let them figure it out. Be like, here's the deal. We're going to do 0%. Hey, do you have a tattoo on your girlfriend's back of a fucking dream catcher of your kid's footprint? How's a 0% loan sound?
Guess what? That gets you 0% loan.
How's that? Hey, you fixing your boy's car in your driveway? Good news, dude. How's $135,000 at 0% for 30 years sound?
Roll a cigarette off 6 butts you just found on the ground. Congratulations, 0%.
You go, Corey.
This is fucking sick.
Dude, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, honestly, there's going to be a guy.
It all turns back into Steve-O. Everything turns back into Steve-O.
Fuck sobriety. I'm going.
Hey, what's up? I'm Steve-O, and this is Small Business Loan.
Coming from Sunder.
That's his thing.
I'm gonna try to go get pre-approved at this bank.
Fuck it. We don't even need pre-approvals. It's chill as fuck. This billionaire's giving us money. Hell yeah. I can open up my garage, put a lift in it.
But Bezos and Elon and all them could make so many people their, like, undying... Like,
oh yeah,
just diehard fans. If they just went like, yeah, $4 billion. Hey, Rust Belt, things are better.
I'm coming your way.
I'm coming your way. Or Bezos is like, my sexy lizard lady has told me that you guys need money. I've brought it for you. He's a guy that's so on steroids. That's like,
yeah.
Remember the first? I don't know if you were ever friends with nerds, but there's like a moment in a nerd's life where they like. Kind of get out of it for a little bit. If you were friends with nerds in high school, I had like my friends, but I was friends with a couple nerds.
Yep.
And then a couple of them joined the military and then they got in shape. It was right after 9/11. So they got some pussy and then they got pussy and you saw them go like, I need pussy now. So they like almost evolve into like different things. It seems like that, the ultimate Pokemon version of that was Bezos.
Yeah.
He left his wife, Mackenzie, who was like the one that built it all with him.
Yep.
And then he just went and got a sex pot. And then now he's just like, now he's got hot dog neck from the steroids.
Yep.
And he's just like,
he had his first trap. And it, like, did you hear an organic orgasm come out of a woman, and it like snapped his brain.
That's
and
what she it
was
is.
Like, oh God, I'm gonna. And he was like, ha, ha, that's what that feels like.
He's like, I need protein. I need sets that are low, high rep, low weight for fucking. I need to get cut. That's what it seems like he's going through.
It sucks because Mackenzie What's her last name?
I think Bezos, though, right?
Something like that. She's so my, like, I like women. I love bitchy women that are like, your breath smells like fruit.
You know, like, Nick, mildly. You fucking stink.
Can you not right now? Your breath smells like fruit.
Yeah. Is her name?
Mackenzie Scott. She's giving away billions. She has no idea how philanthropy works.
Dude, she's just dumping it. But at least someone's doing it.
What did you find out?
I don't know.
What did she find out?
That she went, I'm going to burn it all.
I don't care.
But she is just giving it away. Yeah. All of it away. Which I'm not angry at. But
go to give it out and go, Mackenzie, if you're listening, and you are.
Mackenzie, go. Nick's dream girl.
My dream girl. Who you look like my wife when we met. Real talk. Look it up. It's not even that hard. It's not even a departure.
Connect the fucking dots.
Right. Her
it's fucking there.
My wife's name is Jessica Quinn. Your name is Mackenzie Scott. It's like the same goddamn thing. It's like...
We're pretty much married.
Yeah. Like, you guys would get along. You guys could tell me that I have, like, the morning sweat smell. You need to take a shower before we leave.
I just want you to know you stink a little bit. By the way, can I tell you that it's like... earthiness in a wine, that every good wine's gonna have some earthiness.
Yeah,
if you want a wife, have a little bitchiness, because it's grounding. It's grounding in a way. Katie will go like this, there's a stain in the middle of your shirt, what are you doing? I was going to do sets last night and I was just wearing a black t-shirt.
Yeah,
and she goes, you have a bunch of stains in the middle of your shirt. But she didn't say it in like a way of like, hey buddy. She goes, ugh, there's stains on your shirt. And I went, ugh, fuck. But I would have gone out and just looked like a sloppy idiot.
Yep.
You need a little.
I love a cunt wife. I'm sorry. Pardon my French. I love I'm not gonna, that.
I won't even apologize for it. It makes it move for me.
I've sold Acuras and Mercedes my whole life. So that's always the wife of a pragmatic male, is like this guy who's like kind of a button up, defeated. And it's like, you know, all these like alpha guys are like, I can't, like, doormat chicks. The guys who marry doormat chicks make terrible decisions in the car dealership. The guys,
that's something that you have experience on.
You see it.
You have
all
like
the time.
Empirical data on that.
I've got 350 cars a year for 3 years. Like, yeah. The guy with like knee pad is like, whatever he wants. It's like, if I have my beach house, it's like, whatever. It doesn't even matter. And it's like, he comes in and makes like, I want a GT in lizard green. And do you have it with lava red seats? And I'm like, why? Yeah. Like, why do you even want?
You look like a tongue of a lizard.
Yeah, it's sick, right? Yeah. I'm like, you run a fence business. You look like a fucking psychopath. Yeah,
he goes, dude, I'm actually getting a fence done in Old English across my back.
All you know, sit down. You're all freehand. This guy, Dustin, I know, all freehand.
And those guys are the ones online that are like, yeah, he listens to his stupid bitch wife. This guy's a fucking idiot.
That'll be the day. Hey, honey, go outside. And he gives me like a look like he's bought. I'm like, oh, that's not a flex.
So you really would see that.
Oh, I hate that. I like the one that's like, we already looked at it online and we found it up at Mercedes-Benz of Boston, but they have the one that doesn't have the captain seats. We actually need the captain seats. And I'm like, I have the one with captain seats, but it's not in the white you want. I only have it in the green. But honestly, I wouldn't recommend trusting a car salesman, but the forest green is a dope car. And Mercedes people like those jewel tone cars.
He just sold me on this fictitious car.
He makes like a really good point, because the green is actually the second color we picked. And I'm like,
And that's what you need. But it that's is. What you need.
She's hot. She makes good choices. She smells good. She takes a shower. Yes.
This is the end of the manosphere.
Yes.
Because the manosphere is just broken in the way of, you guys all want dumb bitches.
That's not fun.
It's gonna fuck your life up. It's cool while you're dating and you're young.
Right.
And when you still want to go out with your boys or you still want to take trips alone. But then you meet someone that you genuinely get along with, that you fucking enjoy life with, and sometimes a cunt to you, just like sometimes, ladies, marry a dumbass. Sometimes we do dumb shit.
Yeah.
And you just, if you marry a dumbass, guess what a dumbass is going to be? Happy and loyal.
Right.
And he's going to go, oh, I didn't even know I fucked that up. You know how many times Katie hears that from me? Or I go, oh, I didn't even know I fucked that up. And
she's like, inside her own head. She's like, oh. She can't say that a lot. She has to catch herself because she's so happy at what you just did. Yes. So stupid.
Yes.
Oh, that's all it took?
When I communicate, like, I go, oh, my bad, because I actually made a mistake and I didn't even like think that out. She'll go like, yeah, you see it. You see her go like, yeah. And it's so, dude, I'm not joking, man. It's so crazy if you just like, because the guys, I think what they're teaching like a lot, of, this is like the thing we were talking about originally, which is like young men need to be taught things.
Yeah.
And what's happened in this late stage of capitalism is that companies have taken advantage of that for decades now.
Yeah.
Where they're acting like, you know, you looked at the publishers of like Maxim and FHM and all that. They had that. And now it's like, transmorphed into this podcasting world and then the manosphere, and you're like, it's all a manipulation of the same thing, which is they're trying to sell you something.
Yeah.
Real life isn't like that. But what you're talking about, sitting there collecting people's debt, watching your dad buy an illegal gun, me watching my dad roll his eyes at the bums coming in at the liquor store at 6 a.m, even though he's a bum, it's like, it's fucking crazy. You go like, oh, this is what real life is. Yeah. It's nuanced. You don't want a woman, in my head, I would probably, even at the ripe old age of 43, be like, oh, a giant tittied slut who just says yes to everything sounds awesome for a day.
For an hour and a half.
Until you get that 3.5 amount ounces of liquid out of your body. I don't know how much cum.
3.5 ounces. Wow, I, Dan. Is that like that's Peter a lot. North? Let's see. This is...
Let's find this out.
That's 16. Hold on.
Is this almost empty?
Yeah, it's about an ounce and a half. That's an ounce and a half.
That's... That right there?
You come that much, I'd give you $100.
There's no way I'd come that much.
No. Let me see. Hold on. No way.
That's too big of a load.
Ounce and a half.
But I'm saying, like, you think you want that shit, but you have, like, boots on the ground data that
you don't want that.
You've sold cars to successful men that have wives that are a little bit and they makes their lives. That's why they're successful.
They have a boat. They have a this. They're like this. Listen, I remember I had two instances, but like, well, here's what's going to happen. Do you like oysters?
Yeah.
Great. Do you like oysters? Okay.
Have you given them a shot?
I don't like the way they feel. They taste like snots. That's what big titted bimbo is going to say.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, I'll just have like French fries or something.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, I've dated like, you know, we've all dated a bimbo, but it's like the at dinner where like, I'm dating a fucking 5-year-old brain. Like you're clearly stunted and like your thong worked for so long. Yeah. It's not working with me anymore.
And baby. I like being, I like the reverse where we'll be at dinner and I'll be like, I don't like caramelized onions. And then Katie, I'll be like, have you ever had caramelized onions? And I'd be like, yeah, I didn't really like it. She's like, well, it's really good on this steak and you should try it. And then I'll take a bite and I'll be like, I really like caramelized onions. And she's like, yeah. And then you're just like, be a little bit of a dumbass.
Yes.
Let her be a little bit of a you be a little bit of a dumbass.
It's going to win 90 times but out of 100. You were saying
the stories of guys coming in that
dudes have told me, like, and it's like, you see them make decisions, like a decision after decision. And it's such a letdown. Like calling their wives like rugrat and stuff like that, or like just you think it's cool on the onset, and then you realize like, oh, this guy's life sucks. Like,
yeah, because he doesn't respect the person he's spending all of his time with.
Yeah, that's so weird. It's like guys who call their friends like dipshit and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't
know if these fucking idiots I hang out with. You go, well, you hang out with them.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time with them. It's like when I did Kevin Federline's fantasy football. I filmed Kevin Federline's fantasy football team. That's my first job in LA. And he took us outside and then like dumped about all his boys being like total fucking losers. And I was like, dude, these are like your boys. Like,
wait, so you were filming like a reality TV show?
Yeah, he was like, I'm doing a pilot. Ashton Kutcher's in my fantasy football league. And I took my like film friends and all that, our gear up to his house in Calabasas. And his house was fucking disgusting. And it was a dope house. And it was like, it had like cigarette butts in the fucking, Jesus. It was nuts. They had a beanbag chair in the living room that they put cigarette butts out on. And I'm like, this, and like 50 mountain bikes and grills and like things you use once. And then like air mattresses.
Can I tell you right now though, that's how good at fucking he was.
Yeah.
That he fucked his way to that.
Right.
Like he took Britney Spears and fucked the shit out of her. She's like, listen, we broke her, like society broke her with all the pressure we put on her as a pop star.
Yeah.
But she got broken up with by JT, who like cheated on her. And then one of her backup dancers just
blew her spine out.
Just put it on her. And to the point where she was like, oh my God, take my money. And now he lives in Calabasas in a house that he probably,
Popozao. Yo, my friends are stupid as shit.
Is that what?
Half of a Guy Fawkes mask on the whole time.
That's so funny.
I'm like this, I have to leave. He's
talking through a dirt bike helmet.
Literally, like, I'm like,
they're fucking idiots.
Yeah,
but he just dumped on him and then.
Yeah, and it kind of, I was like, this guy's probably dating a knee pad. You know, he doesn't have a girl that's going to tell him to take a shower because you smell like a lacrosse glove. Right. Like, you smell musty.
Ew, go away. But it is. And you see those guys and you're like, oh man, it's, you know, like when you see celebrities that only have yes men around them.
Yeah.
You go, well, this is inevitable that you're going to suck.
Yeah.
Because no one's going, shut up, dude.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Shut up.
Yeah. Now I'm your friend. Like, no one's your friend. Like, hey, Dan, I wouldn't buy that.
Like, I fucking bombed last night at the Cellar. Like, I had a bad set. Like, a bad set with jokes that are on my special and everything. No excuse besides I was flat and I just didn't connect with the audience.
Wow.
And I was there all night. I had good shows. I was a little cocky. Went in and got fucking ear-holed by that audience.
No shit.
Put on the dirt. But I left and I came home and Katie's like, how'd it go? I went, I fucking bombed on my last show. And she goes, yeah, you always say that's, like, good though, right? And I went, Yeah.
You're doing the Leonardo DiCaprio meme crying. You're like, yeah.
I go, yeah. But I woke up this morning and she was getting ready for work and I just rolled over and I go, remember when I bombed last night? And she goes, no, I wasn't there. And I went, I'm holding on to it. But it is like versus comics that I only see have good sets. And you go, well, I don't think you're growing at all. You have to mix some shit in.
Yeah, you gotta have the strife and be down in it. I think the people living in La La Land too long. The one I was gonna say was the guy. There was this guy that told me in earnest. I remember he was like the coolest guy on the phone. I was like, man, this guy's like. Well, he was a Canadian businessman. I sold him an Acura over the phone. He couldn't get him. It was like an Acura Tech, and I was like, wow, this guy's cool. He kind of picked up that I was like with it as like a younger kid. And he was sure. Like, you seem like a pretty straightforward guy. You shoot straight. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, look, man, I'll give you $800 off. You can't get him. Blah 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 blah. He shows up from Canada, buys the car, bought a house in Boston. Tech guy, and he goes. He goes, look, man, I'm going to be honest. He shows up with his wife, who's one of the ones that we like. And he looks at me in honesty. He goes, Nick, I want to tell you something serious. He's like, she's going over there. He's like, don't ever get married. I'm dead serious. And I'm like, what? He's like, I'm not me. I'm being serious. Listen to me. He's like, you seem cool. You're 20. How old are you? He goes, what are you, 34? I was like, I'm 23.
He goes, Jesus Christ, you've lived a tough
23.
Life.
23. I have a full head of hair. I choose to shave it. So he's like, well, listen, man, don't ever get married. Then outside, I'm showing him the car. Put your hand out like you're showing the radio. He's like, I was like, bro. That's why you were telling me no, get married.
Oh, you were trying to save me for yourself.
You were trying to suck me, weren't you?
That's got to be the worst where you go, no.
I did say, literally like that, I was like this, no.
And he goes, what? What are you doing? You're gay.
He literally said to his own hand, he was like, sorry, I get a little weird sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Always the worst is when you think you like somebody and then they do something where you go, fuck, man, there's so many of that in society.
Damn.
Where you go, I like this guy, and he does this fucking dumb shit.
He wanted to kiss me.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is that the only time that's happened?
Yeah.
That's gotta be.
That was wild.
Because that's the thing where you go, did it like fuck up your rhythm for like double
weeks? It was like the delivery. Like we signed the papers. I'm going over the car showing him how to like use the radio. I'm pairing his phone for him and shit. He's sitting in the driver's seat. I'm just, you work from left to right. And I'm like on the radio part. And he's like this and just right over the car. I was like,
Yo, fuck.
Damn it.
Pull it away.
I'm definitely getting married to a girl that's a lot like your wife.
I like your wife. I'll marry her. Does she know? Great. Is this an arrangement? That's what you said. Is this one of those arrangements?
Is this like a fucking...
What are you? A fucking lavender marriage?
Yeah.
Get out of my fucking face.
08, 09.
But there are so many closeted gay dudes that you go like, I bet if you just fucked dudes, your life... Like society would be better. There's too much pent up gay guys.
If we
just let them all loose, if they like, if there was like, you know how they're saying that GLP-1s curb addiction? They're saying there's like some evidence that addictive behavior is curbed through GLP-1s.
I think so.
If another thing of GLP-1s was like, you come out of the closet and just be yourself, I think that would benefit more than having skinny people. I think it would just benefit having people be like, I'm in love with my coworker and he's a man. And then you go, all right. And then you're out and there's no judgment. And you're just, it's just clean.
No bad relationships. Just taking a nice innocent girl off the floor for someone else that could, you know.
I mean, that was one of the most angry I've ever been in my life. I did a gig and I won't say where, but I did a one-nighter.
Mm-hmm. This is like, Fire Island.
No, I wish. It was like 15 years ago. And I go out. It was like one of the first gigs where I like got flown out for like pretty good money. And it was a part of a festival thing. And so they fly me out, and I was like the first night headliner because it was like Wednesday night show. And they're like, great. And then they took me out to dinner Tuesday night, and the lady who hired me and her husband were there, and they were like, oh, we're going to meet up with my sister and her husband. And her sister came in, and when I tell you, she was naturally the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life, to the point that I was like, she was like school teacher, sweet, beautiful, giant tits, so funny. like sarcastic, yeah. and you're talking to her, and she's like, "Here's my husband," and this motherfucker walked in and was like, "So nice to meet you. How are you?" And I was just the whole dinner just going like, "Yeah," like you would say something, I'd be like, "Uh huh," like I wanted to pull him aside and be like, "I was so lonely at the time." That I was like, this is it. This is the woman I'm supposed to spend my life with.
Hey, man, come here. Can I try her? Can I give her a whirl around the Ferris wheel, man? Take a ride on the Soda Express?
Baby, I make you feel so good.
Would you?
But he really was like, I mean, we just met and it clicked. And I was just like, where'd you guys meet? And he was like, at church. And that's when I was like, so it is. It is. You are locked behind a cage because of your family got you into this Christian thing. And she was super Christian. And so they were in this marriage, but you were like, you don't understand
what I could do to her. And he's like, could you? Because I have this 15-inch log.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry. It actually stays plump.
He has honestly an arm in his pants. He's like, oh, never mind. Scratch all my thoughts.
Sorry. You're right. Never mind. I bet I could just make her giggle a lot.
Yeah.
He goes, you know what's crazy about that? No matter who it is, it gets hard for it. And you go, oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
He
goes,
oh, bitch, I'm not gay. I'm bisexual. And you go, oh, you could show her things that I never could.
She's sitting on an ice pack.
Yeah. She goes, he's hollowed me out.
Oh, last night, the car ride here, it's too much.
It's insatiable. And the amount of cum, it's like 3.5 ounces. I go, what was that one?
1.5.
Did you look up what it was?
It's like
0.05.
Wow. What the hell's a rope then? Oh, how much ounces in a rope?
Peter North was like a ounce, and we're like, look at that guy go.
Yeah, ounce.
Damn, dude, that's fucking wild.
That is a lot.
You're the man. I love that you came by and did the podcast, dude.
Thank you so much for even having me.
Go watch everything Nick does. Scuffed Realtors, hilarious. His live streams are awesome. Nick's just the man.
Love you, buddy.
Thank you for watching this.